email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Yeah, and of course, retail will be back to normal shortly. Sonia Lennon and Brendan Courtney join us to chat about their new collection with Lennon Courtney and why they want women to start putting themselves first again. Good afternoon,
Hi,
Sonia
Ray.
Lennon. Hello, Brendan Courtney.
Hi,
hello, 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 hello.
How are you? How are you?
Good, good.
Happy Friday.
Yeah, so before we get to the mojos and the collection and all that, I suppose people are in a reflective mood today because, you know, we're at a juncture here, aren't we, between lockdown and out of lockdown. So, Sonia, I'll go to you first. How are you feeling?
I'm sure I'm an absolutely interminable optimist. I'm feeling fine. I'm disgustingly optimistic at all points.
Right,
look,
right.
You know, that is not to say that, you know, we haven't been through a major crisis. We absolutely have. But look, there's green shoots, there's hopes.
Yeah.
For the first time since lockdowns began, myself and my sister got to visit my mum in her nursing home today.
Oh, great.
And she has dementia. She's amazing. She lit up. She hadn't seen her two girls together in one space for over a year. And, you know, it's little things like that make a huge
difference, I think. That's a big thing, Sonia. That's a big thing.
Yeah.
And does she know that you're her daughter?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she does. Yeah,
she does.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's still there. I mean, yeah, we won't go into the full.
Okay. Sorry. I sort of ambushed you there with that question. So Brendan,
I don't mind talking about it, but maybe another time.
Okay. You've had time to think about it, Brendan. So how are you feeling?
I mean, I suppose reservedly optimistic as well. You know, I'm a little more of a pessimist. I'm a bit more glass half empty. Bit, you know, I want my vaccination and I want it yesterday.
Yeah.
The good news is my mom's had both of hers,
right,
and has responded really well. And in fact, said her friend up in the Heights had her second vaccination, and she said she's going around clutching her arm like someone shot her. There's nothing wrong with me. So, man's great.
Well, in fairness, it does affect different people differently, you know.
Of course it does. Of course it does. I'm just saying, my mother seems to be made of Teflon, you know. If it was a nuclear holocaust, it'd be cockroaches, and my mother would still be on the planet, you know.
Listen, congratulations again on Keys to My Life.
Thank you so much.
It's a lovely watch on a Sunday evening, 7:30. Who's on this week?
Christy Dignam, the King of Dublin, as I've called him now. I tell you, try and walk down any Dublin street with Christy and it's virtually impossible. It's like walking through New York with Madonna. You just can't go anywhere. Like, it's unbelievable. I've never experienced fandom like it in my life. It's lovely. It's very lovely, very heartwarming. Yeah, he's a lovely guy.
I'm fascinated to hear from me about what people are wearing because, you know, the last year has changed our attitudes to clothes, I would imagine. I'm just thinking in my head that that's the case. Maybe it's not. Yeah. So, in what way has it changed, Sonia?
Well, yeah, it's funny. You know, it's felt a little bit like surfing throughout this whole thing because, you know, at the very, very beginning, we went dark. Dunn's had such an extraordinary demand for essentials that they brought all the brands down off the platform. And that was a weird place to be for us that, you know, we kind of didn't exist for a minute, you know?
Yeah.
But obviously that was the right thing to do to make sure people had what they needed at home. And then I suppose when we went back up, we kind of sold consistently through the period. We had one launch during lockdown two. And I suppose we had a launch 2 days ago.
Yes, you did.
And we were really, really positive about it and really sure that the timing was right for this. And in fact, we've been telling this story and really saying to women, look, you know, women have been disproportionately affected by this lockdown in a million different ways. And right now, we need to sort of seize this optimism, get our confidence back, own it again and come out. Like, you know, I talk about the fact that my dad, when he was teaching me to drive, said you got to break into a corner and accelerate out. And now is time to accelerate.
Yeah, and you say that it's affected women more than men, obviously, because that's, you know, and in the main, the two groups of people. And you have the stats around that as well.
Yeah, so it's very interesting. So you can see, so we obviously have information that we're privy to information. We can see and globally reports are that homeware, kids wear, men's wear even, when, you know, did pretty well. Women's wear just completely stopped.
Right.
Add into that equation the fact that women make 80% of all domestic purchasing choices, including the car, by the way. So they're pushing the shopping trolley and they're holding the purse strings, but they've literally just stopped putting themselves in the trolley. And we really noticed that as well. And so that's probably part reason, because somebody in a suit somewhere in government buildings decided that clothes weren't essential. So, you know, so basically women's wear fell off the face of the earth. And but not only that then, don't take our word for it, the recent report from the UN report on the effect of COVID on women and girls. You're seeing across the world, women are doing a third more of the unpaid domestic duties than men. Women are 40% more likely to quit paid work to take up unpaid care. So women have been doing all the heavy lifting. And the final stat that's really quite alarming and very interesting is that 80% of frontline workers are female.
Yeah.
And yet we see so little representation, female representation in NPHET. We see now very few spokespeople coming forward from NPHET. So it seems that women have done all the heavy lifting, but have been making so few of the decisions.
Yeah, well, that's been the way of the world for a long time. We thought it was changing, but obviously it's not changing fast enough.
Well, this is it.
Well, I think that's the real challenge at the moment, is that some of the wins have been eroded. And, you know, we spoke to you before, myself and Brendan are doing a master's in equality, diversity and inclusion to really explore that more. And we don't imagine that we're going to come out of that with the solution and be able to fix it. But we really need to be mindful of our position. I mean, you know, look at Turkey and the erosion of women's rights there. None of these things are to be taken for granted, you know. So we need to protect the wins that we've made and our democracy. These are precious things to be protected, you know.
But Sonia, and we'll get back to clothes in a moment, but like, still, you know, women are badly represented in positions of power. I'm looking at the you know, 22.5% of TDs are women. And then you see
37 female CEOs on the Fortune 500.
Right.
Like it's even
this week, like the fact that it was big news that Helen McEntee had a baby, and congratulations, it is big news for her and people around her. But the big news was that she made history as the first government minister to have a child in office. Like, that's, we're in 2021.
Yes, but then you look at the, you know, the report from the Citizens Assembly, and you see that there is good thinking there happening. And actually, the Citizens Assembly is such a wonderfully democratic way to look at decision making in this country. It's really progressive, you know. So we have an opportunity. We know we can do this as a country.
So what have they said? Just remind us.
And move quickly.
Remind us what they've said.
Oh, I mean, it's extensive. I think there's 45 points on it. A big focus on childcare and really driving forward, you know, government interventions around free, sustainable, quality childcare. I mean, really, you know, I really believe that without that, you know, a lot of it is window dressing, because, you know, if women are being penalised by having to take these unpaid caring duties on, then we can never really get those wins, you know?
The big recommendation that's kind of caught everyone's attention as well is the removal of the recommendation to remove Article 41.2, which in our constitution outlines that the value of the woman's position in the home, and which is really quite shocking. But that recommendation is an interesting one, because there was a move by the Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission to rename it to carer, so that you could add value to the care, and then that could give an actual fiscal value to the care in the home, and maybe even give it support.
Yeah, there's a great book that we had the author on here, Hand, Head, Heart. David Goodhart is his name, and he speaks an awful lot about, you know, the value to the GDP of carers, you know, house husbands, housewives, all of those people, and that we underestimate them completely. It's a good read.
Well, it's globally, they've put a value of $33 billion on it.
Right.
In terms of unaccounted for value to the mechanism of our economies. So our economies can't function without this unpaid care, and it's not a line item anywhere. So there's a real problem there, you know.
And it's 80% women.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Now, I'm just interested because, you know, people listening will know what happened during a lockdown. It was tracksuit bottoms and maybe a pair of sandals with socks on. And, you know, if you're working from home.
Speak for yourself, right?
If you're working from home. I never thought I'd see the day, but it happened. It happened. It was quite comfortable. So I believe it's, somebody said that it's actually trendy now to wear socks with sandals.
It is, yeah.
It is, right. So thanks, Brendan. Thanks for your approval. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So,
listen, Ray, if you hang on long enough, anything will become trendy.
Yeah. Yeah.
What did you say? Yeah, what, a broken clock is right twice a day. But no, but like, so people now are emerging out, and they're going to be going to functions. Do's, you know, yeah, there might be weddings and they'll be meeting people that aren't immediate members of their family and they'll want to dress up. And so is it just back to where we left off or is there a
not
change
at all.
In that? No. OK,
well, I'll tell you what's funny, right? So the one thing that has changed is that we will never again accept the notion that we will be uncomfortable in our clothes. So yes. We're just not going there.
I don't believe that.
No, I'm telling you, we've got too used to comfort. And for us, for Len and Courtney at Dunn Stores, that's integral to what we do. You
right.
have to be comfortable okay. in your clothes or else there's no point. And I give you a laugh. We posted the video that I modelled in the
yes,
campaign.
Yeah.
Little ingenue that I am. And I was up in Port Ran in Tower Bay in my high heels, clambering up the rocks. And we posted on our social media and somebody put up a comment to say that they didn't understand the ad, that it wasn't appropriate, it wasn't beachwear. And there was a health and safety issue with me being on the rocks in my heels.
But there, you see, Sonia Lennon, there's the case in point. High heels. Like, they're,
yeah, but
you're
then
not telling me
else.
They're comfortable.
Yeah, but then somebody else right. wrote underneath, this ad says, it doesn't matter as long as you're happy where you wear your clothes,
right.
as long as they make you feel
or
good.
Or what you wear.
And, yes, yeah.
Or what
yeah.
you wear. And that's the point. Now, it's important to say that looser silhouettes, easier comfortable shapes are really important. And fabric feel, when you touch it and touches your skin, it has to feel comfortable. That's
right.
really important. But never be afraid of the use of design, colour and print to lift your spirits. You know, that's
yes,
really
yeah, yeah,
important
yeah,
to
yeah,
us as well.
Yeah,
so they two can live very happily beside each other.
And what about Brendan? Because it looks like younger generations now are, you know, they're taking the fast fashion thing seriously. And they're shopping more in secondhand clothes shops and
yeah.
they're upcycling and recycling.
So
how is that going to affect people like you?
Well, we're not a fast fashion brand anyway. And what we try and do is really look into, like this season as well, we've launched our first recycled polyester and that we're really happy about that. And so there's a massive body of work happening that, and as he said, younger shoppers are very astute now.
Yeah.
So and I think the law will change, to be honest, Ray, in the next few years around it. So, I mean, big brands like Dunn Stores and everybody else is very aware of that. And everybody's on a journey now. There's a big move towards sustainability because everybody wants to do the best they can for everybody on the supply chain. So
yeah.
for us, we've visited all our factories over the last few years. We make sure we know all our manufacturers personally. We're very involved and we want to know what's the provenance of the fabric we're buying, where is it coming from, are people being paid properly? So we're all on this journey to try and do better and be better. And I think you're right, there's a big change coming. And I think COVID really accelerated that
change.
It did, didn't
it?
Yeah. Are very yeah. happy. Yeah, 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 absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're very happy to be part. We looked around and realised we don't need half the stuff we have. You know,
yeah,
we really
right.
did, didn't we?
Yeah.
And I was kind of on that journey anyway in my own head for a few years. But I think it's very much happening in the zeitgeist. You're absolutely right. So,
yeah.
And if people aren't on board with that, they're going to get left behind.
Find Your Mojo is a free event. It's happening on the 19th of May and you can go to evoke.ie. And it's geared towards women, Sonia?
Yeah, so this was really an idea that we had that we felt, look, you know, I think it's time to help people to have the tools to accelerate out. And that's where it started. It started off really as a sort of a fashion and confidence workshop. So we do a lot of workshops with women and men around kind of utilising tools that can help them to reframe their challenges and their situations, to understand and gain a bit of self-awareness about their own position. So they're very simple tools that we use, but we had an idea to just bring together people for a free event, particularly women, but men are welcome as well, to have a bit of fun and to try and say, come on, let's shake it off and start again.
Yeah.
But we had no... listen, in the words of Jaws, we had to build a bigger boat. We reached capacity very, very quickly, which is a real indicator that that we're doing something right. So we've increased the capacity, but it is limited now at this stage. So yeah, Evoke. Very, very excited to be working with Duns and Evoke.
Okay.
Or Lennon Courtney's Instagram, there's tickets there as well. Tickets, plus we're going to give away a couple of Lennon and Courtney Loves You hampers to two friends on the night, and you can register for the competition there. And also we're going to give away a couple of nights stay when restrictions are properly lifted in the Wine Port Lodge with dinner for two and spa treatments and everything.
It's just a little bit of
give back to mainly to our woman, but everybody's invited. And I tell you, we launched it about a week ago, and within a few hours there was nearly 2,000 tickets gone. So if people are literally sitting up and going, I'm going to that.
Limited availability, as I say. Delivery van just arrived with some lovely new Lennon Courtney bits. Can't wait to try them on. There's going to be a fashion show in the house. Thanks to Sonia and Brenda. That's Emma and Letterkenny. So there you go.
Excellent.
And
good
final
woman,
question
Emma.
For you. I'll put this to you, Sonia Lennon. Ask them, can swimsuits be made more forgiving for post-COVID?
Well, do you know, actually, I have to say, Duns have the most, because I've been swimming all the way through. I swam yesterday. I'm only just getting the heat back into my fingertips now. Duns have the most flattering, beautiful draped swimsuit. It comes in burgundy, blue and black. Nice. Honestly, it's like 1950s pinup, and you need curves for those shapes. So get your little COVID body into Duns and or go online and
I
get
said that
swimsuit.
Was the last one. Sorry, we want to know if culottes are going to make a comeback. Remember those? I do remember those, yes. They're shorts that look like a skirt.
As I may, Ray, I just can't carry off a culotte.
I'd have to see you in them, Brendan, before I could decide. Okay, good.
Sure, give anything a go nowadays. Right.
Brendan Courtney and Sonia Lennon, thanks so much. Mind yourselves.
Thanks.
See you.
Thanks,
bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.